original, still the best, now for more than 12 years. Is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and I am your friend, Brian Kilby. Hello, hello, hey guys.
Yo. Hi.
Yo. That's your cue to, you know, not...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you would, like, introduce us or something.
No, introduce yourselves. What do you think this
we
is?
Were just gonna... You didn't tell us to run a puck.
You just, like, threw me at it there. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, this
so
is...
So, with me this week, I have J.D. Church, John DeLuna, Peter Van, XV, and Rob Clay.
Yay!
You're just trying to mix it up. Don't want to do the same thing each week. People yeah. know they're listening to a different episode.
You're the crap out of us is what you do. Jeez.
So when I started this podcast, I did it for one thing, fame and fortune.
And, that's right.
Yes.
Fame and fortune.
And it's yet to come.
Fortunately,
so,
you now have neither.
It's all. It was
unfortunately,
all.
Unfortunately, you took 7 years off of the show and you threw it all away.
That's true. But it was all self-promotion. And one thing that I noticed today that we don't do anymore is we don't promote ourselves. And that's exactly what we're here for. So you can follow me on Twitter at BKilby, or you can actually... fan me or subscribe on Facebook at Facebook.com/BKilby. Facebook.com/BrianKilby. So people have been subscribing to my feeds, and I don't know why. My Facebook, though, is more entertaining than my Twitter these days.
Your Twitter sucks.
Yeah, I try to put something on Facebook that's just sort of crazy, at least one post a day or one question. My Twitter is about dead. So how about you guys? JD, what are you?
The same on Google Plus.
Nobody cares about Google Plus.
Okay, wow. Hey, well, that's why I wanted to get
you in your
out of the
voice,
way.
Didn't it?
Twitter is at the JD Church because I still can't get JD Church.
That sucks.
I know.
Keep at it.
Hey, John.
I know. Keep trying it. And then I've got actually a Facebook fan page for some unknown reason.
I think I have more subscribers on my regular page than you have fans on your fan page. You should just...
I have 11
I do.
Likes on my Facebook.
You need to convert that over to just your regular page and then just have public and private posts. I think that would work a lot better.
No, I don't want to do that. No. No, I like to keep that very separate because my Facebook world is, well, it's a whole nother world. So
I'm taking your idea into consideration, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, this has drug on too long. Let's get into the news.
Thanks.
Well.
Sorry. Just
screw the rest of you guys.
Screw the rest of you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brian's like, wow, this is boring. We're not doing this.
Yeah, nobody cares about this. Okay.
Yeah. Now you know why we haven't done that in a year.
This is very true.
And we're adaptable.
So, I guess the big news from last week, this past week, was Metal Hawk.
Guy.
Metal.
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah, pretty much. So, Metal Hawk is honestly pretty flippin' awesome. I have to say. Let me bring him up here on
Con Exclusive.
Yeah, he is pretty sweet. He is, of course, Thunderwing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of...
I called it.
Yeah, but it's kind of surprising considering that Thunderwing is still a relatively new mold.
No, it's not. It's a year
totally
old.
Is it a year
old? Yeah, it's a year old.
But we just got...
I was hunting around December of 2010 trying to find a Thunderwing. And at that point, it had already been out for like a month or so.
Yeah, but I mean, the mold is still being used. Look at Sky Shadow. He just came out.
Yes, but Sky Shadow was like ready to go 8 or 9 months ago.
Yeah, it's been sitting around.
Much, yeah.
Although, looking at it now, the head does look a little bit small compared to the hand. Looks like the hand. It's like very...
Yeah. It's not...
But it looks cool. I mean, it's definitely a twist to actually do it with the human head. I think that's kind of, I mean, because even in the BotCon fiction, the Club Fiction, he's had like the Pretender style body with the robot head and the helmet. So it's kind of an interesting twist, I think, to go with the human face. But
this is Halloween Metal Hawk.
Actually, this is Halloween Metal Hawk right here. Our friend Joe Ibe, of course,
Joe.
Who is famously known as Metal Hawk Guy. You may be familiar with this photo here. This is from our pal Protoman's website. So we actually interviewed Metal Hawk Guy a couple of years ago.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. It's actually one of the best things we've ever done.
Has it been that long?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while. I was still working on the old job, and I left that job back in 2000, early 2010, very early 2010. Yeah. But yeah, so Metal Hawk, and so honestly, that's why Metal Hawk has such a soft spot in my heart. But
because of Joe.
But
not because of the fiction.
No, not because of the fiction. I really couldn't care less about Master Force. Here's a close up of his face. Pretty cool. Now, the only thing I would like better is if they had, honestly, instead of trying to do like the robot mode, if they had tried to shoehorn the business suit onto this mold and just try to paint a business suit onto it.
You know, one of the exclusives should be like a G.I. Joe figure with a suit.
Oh!
Well, they have several bodies they could do that with.
Yes, yeah. They have that Cobra Commander body, or they have the
Destro body from San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
Yeah. So, see, that's what they ought to do. They ought to include as like a, you know, a freebie or something, a Joe-style Metal Hawk in his suit.
Hey, let's put Peter on the spot. Peter, what is your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is Pete_Van.
What happened to
iHut? We're
doing
this again?
What?
It was iHut before. What happened to that?
I don't know.
Okay, next in the news.
You put me on the spot, that's what you get.
He's trying to make Peter on the spot boring, so we'll stop doing it.
Yes.
But the joke is on him. We're just going to make him look dull and stupid as often as possible.
So at FullMetalHero.com, we got pictures of the first wave of Takara Tomy's Transformers Prime figures. So they come with Micron toy, little Micron, just like, Minicons?
Well, we know there's going to be Minicons available some way or another. There's just no actual details on any of it. What's notable about this is, you know, just that the Minicons will exist, and there's also the Arachnid toy coming.
And let's see here. What do we know about the Arachnid toy? Is it going to be based on a previous mold? Takara loves reusing molds and just throwing them in, so.
So supposedly it will turn into a helicopter, so it's probably, you know.
Oh, wow. Totally new. Wow, so it's a triple changer, I guess.
I wouldn't really call it a triple changer. I mean,
robot, spider, helicopter.
Oh, the spider thing's just a variation on the robot mode. It's not that far removed.
It's a very pathetic triple changer, but.
Well, at least it's not Octane.
Yeah. Poor Octane. God.
But Minicons? I'm in for that.
That's pretty sweet.
Weapon Minicons,
like Weapon Minicons.
Target Master Minicons? Yes.
Dude. See, they identified the one thing that worked from Power Core Combiners, and they've carried that through to the next line.
So I guess that means I'll be buying the Takara versions of these toys instead of the Hasbro.
Well, we still don't know that, like, the Minicons and Arachnid. I mean, it would be dumb for Arachnid not to come out in the U.S. line whenever it actually happens.
What about, like, Blackout? Or, you know, I mean, we didn't get Blackout.
Nobody cared about animated.
I care about animated.
That's our inflammatory statement for the day.
OXP. Some kid on YouTube is going to scream at us.
Yeah, well, I already have kids screaming at
like
me
they
on
don't.
Twitter, yeah. So.
People, we all love animated. Everyone cares about animated.
Nobody cared about buying the toys, though, after a while.
That is true.
That is true. And that's really what matters as to getting Blackout or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, the way things are going, nobody's going to care about Prime toys by the time they actually come around, and it will be the same thing all over.
I care about Prime toys. Starscream's the bomb.
Oh, yeah, cool. We all cared about animated toys to start with, but then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids are like, oh, Prime toys. I remember when that show was on.
You know, I guess it's kind of... It's true, but, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years from now, there'll be kids, like, going to Goodwill, hopefully, finding Transformers Prime toys and saying, hey, I remember that show when I was a kid.
Well, except they won't, though, because they didn't have the hub.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, so the Brits have got a bunch of the Prime stuff, though, right? I mean...
They actually got the proper, like, real Transformers Prime toy line before anybody else in the world.
Uh-oh, we got that early release thing at the stores that nobody had the stuff.
We got that god-awful pink RC.
We got that exclusive preview thing at the three stores that sold out instantly stuff. Yeah.
No, but that's the first edition thing. This is like the actual Transformers right, yeah. Prime toy that's line. Right.
We got point that flow. First edition.
We got the new edition Transformers Prime toys.
You got the old edition.
Unfortunately, it looks like all of the like robots in disguise, as they're calling it, Transformers Prime toys suck.
Oh, really?
Well, the ones that have first edition counterparts look to be like obviously inferior in terms of design.
Lovely.
They are first edition.
Yeah. The first edition ones look better, is what I'm saying, Peter.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
They look about the same to me, but I don't know.
No, they're not.
Well, you're wrong.
I don't know. Maybe it's just the pictures that are bad.
No, it's
yeah, the it's, they are having to come over the cable under the sea from.
Yeah,
the...
you know, I mean, like it's got to make it to the, it's got to make it onto the truck, you know.
And
it's
that's right. I mean, if you're looking at a picture on the internet, it's having to go under the ocean. You know?
That's the transatlantic telegraph cable, you know.
That's right. It's good. Mm-hmm. Signal great.
Oh no! So, more stuff from. Full Metal Hero, we actually alluded to this at the beginning. They got, or their Toy Fair, the UK edition of Toy Fair. Is it related to the US? Is it the same organization, or is it just...
I think it's the TIA,
so...
It's a Toy Fair that happens to be in the UK.
It's the same thing the Power Core Combiner that last time.
It's the industry.
Right. But there's usually some sort of firm or some sort of public company that puts that thing on. So.
Yes, the TIA, the Toy Industry.
Gotcha. Okay. But yeah, so the UK Toy Fair has gone – it was last week.
Last weekend, I think.
Yeah. And so they got quite a few things. We don't have pictures, of course, because you can't go in and –
just take pictures.
Take pictures and break crap like you could back in the
Socialists.
Day. Socialists. No, that's Deathy's fault. That's Deathy's fault. So, what kind of stuff did we find at Toy Fair?
Well, they confirmed that a new round of Generations is going to be coming up, and there was a resin hard copy of a Fall of Cybertron Jazz. So we know there's going to be Fall of Cybertron toys in the new generations. We don't have a full lineup yet, though, but they did hint at a Grimlock.
Ooh.
I think the
dinosaurs.
I think the most interesting thing that was revealed was for Transformers Prime, which is the Optimus Maximus Battle Station toy.
No.
Which, it's a Cyberverse playset that turns into a base and has a robot mode.
Wow.
Of course, I'm calling it now. This is just a Star Convoy reissue with the motor gutted out of it.
Do I want to buy it when it first comes out for $80 or buy it 10 months later when it's
$15?
Mm-hmm. I think I'll go right in the middle and go for $70.
They also had some details on the bot shots that we've been talking about for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I saw T-Formers had some sneak shots of the bot formers. Didn't you post something like that, Peter?
Yeah. It was actually somebody on the AllSpark that found them. Let me...
I'll look that up as well. I know XV was joking about Star Convoy being reissued, but
yep.
It just made me think, what kind of like crap would kids throw if their parents got them a Star Convoy for Christmas?
Now?
Yes, now.
Here's a brick, son. Enjoy.
A Star Convoy with no motor in it.
Who cares? I've owned two Star Convoys, and I've never even tried to turn the motor on.
No, look, anything you can set on the carpet and set in chasing after the cat, that's a good time.
That's true.
That's why, you know, the first year of Power Rangers, the Titanus toy, that was so great because you could set the thing down, pull the switch, and just send it careening across the room.
Oh.
the reissue Star Convoy, does it have the motor, a working motor in it?
I don't even know.
I've got, right now, the only Star Convoy I have is the reissue. I don't have the original anymore. The original, I got it mint and sold box, but I never bothered actually putting batteries in it when I opened it because, of course, I'm afraid that I'll leave the batteries in and they'll corrode.
It'll blow up.
Yeah, like happened with my Trypticon. Ugh.
Well, why don't you do this, Brian? Send it to me, and then I'll put some batteries in it, and let you know.
Okay, so yeah, I found the pictures here on T-Formers. I really like the looks of these.
The bot shots?
Yes.
Yeah, so apparently this is going to be like a battle game thing. Kind of like a Tactics meets Bakugan.
Huh.
Because that's the rage thing now.
Did a Tactics sell?
Well, considering the second wave got canceled, I would say no.
Okay. But I mean, Tactics was like this really ambitious thing that Hasbro was doing.
Well, it was like Zevo's, where people who liked it really, really liked it, but nobody else bought it.
Yeah, I bought some of them, but I never played.
Well, yeah, I like I said though, you know, people who got into it could get into it, but kids didn't care for it.
Yeah, but yeah, so Toy Fair 2012, the UK Toy Fair, lots of neat stuff. We are actually going to be covering, right, Peter, 2012 here,
yes,
in the
sir.
US,
and we will be there
the what, February 19th,
the show. No, it'll be the 11th.
February 11th. Wow. So we'll be doing live coverage of that, as always. I'm looking forward to that. That's probably the best time we have all year.
It's kind of like our Super Bowl.
It is our Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sadly, BotCon should be our Super Bowl.
I know. I was going to say that. It's like,
great, not.
But
and especially
Fair.
Then when, especially on years when BotCon comes like 2 months after Toy Fair, what can they even do?
Yeah. I mean, there's really only one thing you can do at that point, and that's. Sad trombone.
Well, I was going to say cry, but that works too.
What do we know about this Creo Devastator? Because that sounds interesting. Anything?
Just what the page says.
Just what the page says.
A Creo Devastator.
That there's a Creo Devastator.
Oh my god.
There's a Creo Devastator.
I really hope that's G1 Devastator and not, you know.
Well, it says a mix of G1 style robots and movie tradition.
Movie tradition. I'm confused about those two words together.
Yeah.
It goes on to say that you get 4 standard robots in movie Devastator colors. You can build separate vehicles then, or Devastator itself. But it doesn't look like the hulking movie character, their words. And it comes with a bunch of Creons and a construction environment. So that's probably going to be...
Pricey.
Yeah. It's probably going to be the equivalent to, you know, the large Optimus Prime set from this year. I would guess.
I kind of want that, maybe.
They're also, it looks like they're going to launch, like, something equivalent to the Mega Bloks Halo minifigure pack with the Decepticon Ambush, which is a 4 Creon pack with accessories and a little bit of a base.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like the blind pack thing, because I love buying the little blind packed Lego knockoffs. Actually, I like buying the blind packed Legos as well, but the Halo minifigures and the Marvel minifigures are awesome.
They are designed pretty nicely.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye out for the Power Rangers Samurai ones, but I haven't seen them anywhere yet.
Yeah, Power Rangers isn't my cup of tea.
From the look of this, though, it seems like the Creo stuff's probably doing pretty well since they're expanding the line and doing some different things with it this time.
I've bought 3 Creo toys, and I've been very impressed with 2 of them. Bumblebee, I was not so crazy about the small Bumblebee, but I got Prowl and Mirage, and love them both.
That is one big cat, JD.
Yeah. Hey, just knocked my tea over.
Oh, well.
All over my drawing pad. Awesome.
Oh, of course.
Let's go ahead and jump to comic news. But before we do, let's put XV on the spot. Oh. XV, what's your Twitter handle?
You don't need to know that.
Okay, let's go to comic news with Amy Morgan.
It's now time for Comic News with Amy Morgan.
Hello, fans. It is Amy, and I am back once again with what I would like to start calling, Comic News and Reviews in 5 minutes. Yay! Let's see if I can actually get this done. So, without further ado, we'll get straight to it. Out this week, if you haven't gotten your pre-orders in, you most definitely are going to want to do that as soon as possible, because we have the U.S. volume of Classics, Volume 2, covers issues 14 through 25. I just got it, like, brand new, like, the box is right here, and I just opened it. I have the first one, I have the second one, can't wait to get more. This way I get a chance to actually read them, and, So if you have never gotten any of the classics, now is your time to do it, because, these are really nice. They're really decently priced. I can't complain, so I'm definitely happy with that. Last week, our first issue of Autocracy hit the comic shelves, or the application store. So I thought what I would do today is, I haven't yet bought my issue. I know, pretty sad, right? But I'm going to show you how easy it is to get it. Okay. I'm going to show you how easy it is to purchase Autocracy. I have iPad 2 here. So, just opened up the Comixology app that you get at the app store. And it's pretty easy, because right now, Autocracy is, you know, being sold. It's one of the number one release. It's a new release as of last week, so it's still there. And it seems to be doing fairly good, and it's not too bad. You guys heard my review last week, so So here it is. This little one right here says Autocracy 1, woohoo! And it just, even a caveman can do it. So this is buy now for $1. I have all of my information set up for the app store and all that. So all I do is just click, and it says purchasing. And it's purchasing. Okay, confirm bid. Buy. It is downloading currently. Yay! Okay, so while it's doing that, I'm going to talk about Infestation, because that's coming out this week, actually. The first issue, if you remember last year, the first issue of Infestation 1 was the kind of the introduction issue that put all of the bad guys in play, and then we broke off into the 4 different worlds, and one of them, of course, was Transformers, and then we kind of had a 2-issue thing, and then at the very end of all the 2 issues of each one of the 4 worlds, Then you have the closing, that how they wrap it up and get rid of the bad guy. So, yes. Oh, look, it's done. I get to see it now. Okay. My comics. There you go. I have not done this very often, can't you tell? Okay. There you go. Easy, easy. Woo! Look, look, look. Sorry. It's my first digital comic that I've ever bought, ever. Yes. Autocracy. On my new iPad, in fact. So I'm like, yay! It's the new everything. I love technology. Okay, so, yep. See, here we go. It's fun. Okay, I'm not gonna let you show any. I'm not gonna let you see anything else. You gotta go buy it. It's good. And for a buck, come on. A dollar. Just skip dessert, you know? This could be your dessert. Reading a comic could be a dessert, right? Back to Infestation. Yeah. So I've seen the first issue. It is non-transformer-ish, and it's introducing the creatures of Lovecraft, H.P. Lovecraft. So if you're into that, if you've liked H.P. Lovecraft, if you've read all of his stuff, if you, you know, it might be something that will interest you. You might want to pick up the first issue and read it, and maybe the last issue and read that as well. But if you're only interested in the Transformers, that doesn't come out, I think, until next week. Either next week or the week after that. I'm not exactly sure for sure. Because, like, I'm not flipping in here and getting my calendar out and saying, I really just don't remember. And I don't remember if I actually put it on my calendar, so. Anyhow, that is Infestation 2, Volume 1, Issue 1. Okay. So, that aside, this week, we have a really great comic coming out. 2 weeks ago, we had More Than Meets the Eye. And now the Brother series is being released this week. Today, in fact, when you hear this, it'll be Wednesday night, and you should have been able to go down to your comic shop and pick this guy up. And yeah, I'm going to do a real quick review. We'll see how it goes. Okay, so Bumblebee is settling into life as the new leader on Cybertron, and all the politics and drama that go with it. Like meeting new arrivals and having to put on a face now that they believe that the Autobot friends that tried to leave were blown up in a fireball. Yeah. They are planning a funeral, and yeah. So it's pretty dramatic, but yeah, at the same time, it's like, oh, they really do believe that they died. So in the meantime, some of the Nails, or Cybertronian civilians, are still unhappy with the way things are, and one in particular starts to vandalize some of the buildings, and instead of arresting him, some of the Decepticon thugs / enforcement decide to rough him up a bit. Prowl and a team of Autobots interrupt them, of course, and then after cleaning up the mess, they escort these two back to the holding pen. And I say holding pen because quite literally, all of the Decepticons are still in the canon portion of Kimia. So, there they go. They send them back there, and yeah, that's where they kind of run into Ratbat, who is still kind of parading around as if he's the dude in charge of all of them. So, yeah, he's got plans. After they leave, he really has plans. He becomes a little unglued at the two for causing trouble, especially so soon. He tells them, can you please stay out of trouble, at least until tomorrow night? Yes, Ratbat has plans, and he's most definitely going to be interesting. So, meanwhile, Prowl is having secret meetings with shadowy figures. The mystery is left hanging, so I will definitely look forward to issue number 2, maybe 3, maybe 4, when we actually find out who he's meeting in the shadows, so we'll see. Lastly, Bumblebee and Metalhawk, while they're having a talk about rumors that are going around in the population of the Nails, they're interrupted by two Decepticons, the two that were the problem earlier on in the issue. Yeah, they're causing more problems again. They couldn't wait until tomorrow night. So, They're bullying another civilian. Things get ugly really fast. Bumblebee intervenes, and with his twitchy finger on the ID chip detonator button thingy that they keep threatening, like, throughout the issue, they keep saying, well, if you don't behave, we're gonna press this button and explode. Boom! No more you! Yeah, I don't think that's really gonna bother a Decepticon. It's like, yeah, right! You guys are Autobots, you don't do things like that, you know. Jazz shooting a human last year. Yeah, so yeah, they're saying stop or we'll blow the chip, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't stop them. They keep on beating the living slag out of this guy that's on the ground and they're boom, boom. Anyhow, so yeah, it doesn't stop them. So, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Boom is going to happen. Lots of boom. And there is a boom. And there's a nice little reveal. And Ratbat is definitely a player on this game board. So I really will be looking forward to issue number 2. And I think you should go out and get this comic because it's a great story. It's definitely, I won't lie to you, okay? It's definitely not the intense story that James Roberts is writing, which it shouldn't be because, like, hey, come on. John and James are two different people. They are two different writers. They have two different styles of doing things, and it's not going to be the same. And I'm completely cool with that because I like where he's going with all of this stuff. He's definitely setting up stuff for some payoff. And when I talked with him last week, he was just saying a few things that kind of made me go, okay. He also kind of mentioned a couple times that he really likes issue 2, and he didn't say why. He was just kind of teasing. But the whole point is, I think there's going to be a payoff in issue 2 because he said that some interesting things happen in issue number 2. So definitely get this issue, get the next issue, even if you, I don't know. I can't believe that somebody won't read this and not go, okay, well, that's kind of fun. I guess it's all right. I think, hey, boom, there's a boom. There's a big boom. Booms are good, right? Boom. The art in this book is great. I always knew that Andrew Griffith was going to knock it out of the ballpark, especially after his work on Foundation from last year. I mean, hey, it's just so good. He knows what he's doing. He's doing a really good job. And, of course, Josh Perez is doing a really good job coloring all of his designs. So it's going to look great. It's going to be a fun story. And, yep, I highly recommend it. So go get it. Hopefully with editing. This actually was a comic review in 5 minutes. It probably wasn't, but, you know. Sorry, I'm a little bit tired today. So I'm on adrenaline. Just adrenaline. Yeah, I've got a comic to read, and you have to go back to the Radio Free Cybertron crew. Bye-bye!
To defeat the evil Decepticons, Nebulons team up with Autobots to become Power Master.
Their engine's the key that unlocks their Transformer energy.
We're ready to attack!
Oh no, the Decepticons have Power Masters too! Transform Optimus Prime!
Optimus is becoming a super power master!
Who will win? Find out in Marvel Comics.
Superhero time! Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero time, here we go!
So during the break, we were talking about coat hangers. Probably shouldn't be doing that during the show. But does
but
not
you
make
brought it up anyway.
Does not make a good baby shower gift. Just heads up.
FYI. Oh,
don't do that. Don't do that. So
you went there.
Yeah, I went there. So let's see here. What is it now? Time for the chat. John.
What?
You're back.
Huh?
Hey, here you are.
Hey, what was
on
that?
The spot, John.
John is on the spot.
Yes, John on the spot. Followed me on Twitter, that John D.
Good deal, John. You snuck that in.
Yeah.
See, that's how we should do it.
See? What? I just said, like, follow me at that John D. Okay, so the chat is quiet today. Don Don's letting me down. Let me down. but I will say, like, Metal Hawk Bakon Metal Hawk is pretty, like, popular in the chat. I don't think I read any negative stuff about Metal Hawk, so I would think he's, like, going to be very controversial, but so far in the chat, everybody likes
him. You noticed that he is not, like, one of the exclusives that you have to mail away for.
Yeah.
You know, if you buy the set, you have no choice but to
That's right. He does cost, what, a cool $300, whatever it is. Yeah. How much is Primus packages?
$370. It was $340.
Oh. Is that member price or non-member price?
That's member price. I had to get my membership on top of that, and I actually ended up spending a little over that because between the electronic fee for actually doing the online plus I got a hat, it was over $400.
I have yet to register. I guess I have to.
It's yeah, awesome. I got the hat because the shirts didn't come in super fatty, so.
Which, hey, no offense to everybody, big is beautiful. Isn't that kind of surprising?
Yeah, you'd think that they would want some, like, tubby size, but no.
Saying.
No love for the chubs.
Yeah, what's up? What is up? I think it's Brian Savage's way maybe of telling everybody to get up and move, I guess, or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Well, okay, put down the fork.
If you want a shirt, fatty, you run.
Here's my serious question. Are G.I. Joe fans proportioned that way in general?
I think G.I. Joe fans,
think so.
They're thinner.
Okay, well, there's your answer, like, there. They're still treating the Transformers fandom like the G.I. Joe fandom that they prefer to work with.
Yeah, that's a good point. The G.I. Yeah. Joe fandom usually are older and thinner from my experience. I've never been to JoeCon, but just... You know, if you saw them in the wild, you probably couldn't tell a Joe fan from a Hot Wheels fan.
If a wild Joe fan appeared.
I'm going to say.
I've got a scent for those Hot Wheels because it smells like meth.
If we really want to have a good time one year, get a Hot Wheels convention organizer to do a BotCon.
We did that.
Oh, huh. We did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a Hot Wheels...
It
was next to it.
I was next to it. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Actually, have a BotCon organized by some group that only does Hot Wheels conventions.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. That'd be great. Hey, actually, we mentioned the member price. We haven't mentioned that we finally got actual shots, not Photoshops, of Runamuck.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He looks awesome.
He looks great. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm
going to own that figure.
God, yes.
Yeah.
So, would you say those figures are... Okay, if you had to take the 5 BotCon box set toys and Runamuck and Runabout, where would you rank Runamuck and Runabout? Are they better than all the BotCon exclusives? Or are they right in the middle? Where are they?
Oh, Treadshot's beautiful, but he doesn't really do a lot for me, I guess.
Right.
Red Tracks tickles my nerd gland pretty hard, so I really do like Red Tracks, I have to say. Sorry, I've got to be honest with you, like the 1999 Brian Kilby, you know, just looks that like
I'm trying to figure out in a physiological standpoint.
It's under my armpit.
It's under your armpit. Yeah, okay,
not toward the crotch. Not
the
toward
other
the crotch.
Place that I would have put it.
Not
but.
Toward the crotch.
Under your armpit in a direct sense or a relative sense?
like never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
But to answer John's question, I think Brian makes a good point that I probably put, you know, the runabout pair above everything but the Red Tracks.
I might put it above Red Tracks.
I don't care about the Red Tracks. I would put him above Red Tracks. Red Tracks is like a, I don't know. He's not like a direct homage. I hate to be that kind of fan.
Well, if he wasn't Shattered Glass,
yeah,
he'd be Road Rage.
Yes.
Yes.
But the thing is, he's Shattered Glass. Yeah, so it takes away a little of the impact.
I like the Treadshot. I don't know. I mean,
it's pretty,
like,
dude. It's really nice looking.
Well, here's the thing. You know, in 6 months after the show, when all these 2012 BotCon toys are going for $25 each on eBay, I will pick up a Red Tracks and incorporate it into my classics.
But, I mean, yeah, but some of the other toys... I love Metal Hawk. I really love Metal Hawk. but not enough.
Metal Slug is just something I don't care about at all.
Really?
I have no feeling about it.
Metal Hawk for me is like, what was it, Thundercracker last year? He was just something sort of off the wall that I see that I really want.
Yeah, see, but I wanted an Action Master Thundercracker before BotCon did it.
And thank you, John, again, for getting that for me.
Sure. I could totally see me hawking that tracks. So I don't see that.
If you hawk the tracks, I'll buy it.
Okay.
If I don't get the set.
Okay.
God, I wrote. Hey, Triplets in the chat. Hey, Chris.
Hey, buddy.
Actually, toward the end of the show, I want to talk about Fanboy Versus. We'll get to that, though. But, I'm really, really, really looking forward to Run Amok. And I will probably buy Runabout, too. I'll drop the $50.
You kind of have to, don't you?
Well, you don't have to, but...
Well, you know what I mean. Your nerd phone or whatever's being tickled here is not going to be fulfilled.
May as well.
Oh, crap. I forgot Robots in Disguise came out.
It's just $50.
I wasn't paying attention to what Amy was on another channel, audio channel, so I didn't get to hear what she actually said, so I'd forgotten about Robots in Disguise. JD and Triplett are speaking about that in the chat. The set's like kind of a meh, except for Metal Hawk and Red Tracks. So
if it wasn't for Treadshot's
gorgeous, but he doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, Treadshot's pretty, but it's another thing where what they're trying to do, I have no connection to.
For me to drop $300+, it has to be something that just comes together. Again, like the 2010 set.
$300+, it has to be either G2 or Classics for me.
You don't like Long Face Soundwave?
Oh, God. Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah. In concept, yes, but not necessarily execution.
I'll say this, if it wasn't for Runabout and Run Amok, this year would be a massive disappointment.
But you don't have to go to BotCon to get Runabout and Run Amok. They come to you in the mail.
I mean, in a way, then it's kind of worse than 2009, where, you know, at the time, it's a cup update that we haven't had yet, ever, and a Scourge that's almost passable. You know, there were the two toys that kind of saved that set, sort of. But this year, what is there to do that?
In the
actual box set.
Yeah, because if the saving toy is in the additional $150 or $90 show set, it doesn't make me feel better.
No.
So it makes me feel like emotionally eating.
So it looks like Octopunch is going to be not the attendee figure, but he'll be one of the figures that you can buy when you're there.
An add-on.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we still don't know what the free attendee figure is.
Well, it will probably be the other use of the Jazz Mold. I mean, that's what I would assume at this point.
How far do you think they could modify it?
I don't know. I mean, the most I would think they would get out of it is a Stunticon.
Hey, that's perfect. I mean, let's see, what was it? BotCon 95.
They could do Classics Dead End out of it, and it would match last year's animated Dead End.
Oh, love that.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Probably without the hipster mustache, though.
Yeah, I can live. I can live with that. Okay.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. But okay, that's enough of that. We probably should.
Yeah, but don't we have to more show?
Yeah.
We've got more show to do. Let's
so that's
go ahead.
The chat.
We'll be back in just a minute after TFBBQ with Rob Springer.
That was the chat minus the chat.
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
Hey guys, it's Rob, and this is Prime Targets. What does that have to do with anything? Pretty much nothing, really. This is a pretty old book, actually. I think about a good decade old, maybe. It's suitable for readers 13 years and up, according to that. The reason I'm talking about Prime Targets here is 2001, so it's a little 11 years old. The reason I'm talking about Prime Targets, and believe me, I'm going somewhere with this. That book is pretty old. Basically, it's an episode guide. It's an unauthorized, being unofficial guide to the original Transformers G1 series, Beast Wars and Beast Machines. And it also covers the comics. And, you know, it's okay for what it is, but be honest with you, there's a lot of mistakes. And it's often kind of derided for its mistakes. People like, you know, and, you know, even when I first got this, I knew things were wrong. Like, they refer to the Valk as the Balk. You know, that's a misspelling. I guess they thought they said Balk. And a couple times they refer to Ravage as being a dog. Which, honestly, I've heard a lot of people make that mistake with Ravage and G1, so, I don't know. And then they got these weird little subject parts in each episode summary after about bumping bumpers about, you know, innuendos and stuff. And some of them are, like, really reaching. But thing is, I still love this book. I used to read this thing cover to cover over and over again. The same copy. In fact, I remember one night hanging out with some friends at an arcade after it closed, and we were allowed to stay overnight and play for a few hours. And I pretty much parked and read this thing for a while. Partially because I didn't want to play any games, and partially because I'm a huge dork. I don't mind admitting that. Everyone knows that. You wouldn't be watching this if you weren't a huge dork, so. Where I'm going with that is, sometimes as fans, we do these kind of things. You know, we'll read the same book over and over again. Errors and all. I mean, how many of you guys have combed The Ultimate Guide over and over? You know, they leave out stuff. Simon Furman missed some stuff in there. He didn't talk about Robots in Disguise or some Machine Wars, so I still don't remember him doing it. But you'll have your little thing that you like, and you'll read it over and over again. Right? You know, some people might like, I don't know, the IDW ongoing comic series, and they swear by it. And a lot of us are like, what do you see in that? But to them, it's great. You know, to me, it's like, I only enjoyment I can get out of it is the fact that, obviously, I love Transformers, and these are adventures with the characters. Maybe not the most interesting, but there's new adventures, and that's basically enjoyment I can get out of the ongoing series. It's over now, but I think you get what I'm saying. And the point of my blabbering is, you know, I think the reason I'm going is about because I see this occasionally, you know, being on message boards or Usenet or whatever. I see it occasionally with people seemingly telling other people how to enjoy Transformers. That's up to you, you know? That's up to you. I make the jokes like Kiss Play and the people who do the Slash pairings and all that they're doing it wrong. But they're not hurt if they're not hurting anyone, and that's how they enjoy it. Go, you know, whatever. You know, kind of keep the adult stuff under covers, though, because, ooh, creepy. Or at least I think so. But, you know, if you like Prime, I like Prime. It's not perfect. Lord knows I don't think it's a perfect cartoon, but I like it. And say you don't. And you come to me and say, hey, you're an idiot. You like, because you like that. You know what? You made a bigger idiot yourself, because this is leisure activity. No one gets to tell anyone the right way and wrong way to do it. No one gets to say your opinion is wrong. You know? You know, say you like Action Masters. I liked them. I thought they were pretty cool figures. But, you know, a lot of people didn't like them because they didn't transform. You know, each his own. This is cool. But if you're an idiot for liking them, or if you're an idiot for not liking them, you're in the wrong. Because there's no wrong way to be a fan. You know, there's no such thing as a true fan. M. Cipher made that post on ATT years ago, like over a decade, and it still holds true today. There's no such thing as a true fan. If you're a fan, you're a fan. You know, you're a casual fan, you're a fan. You're a hardcore fan, you're a fan. You like things, you're a fan. No one gets to tell you the right way and wrong way to be a fan. You know, there might be some ways that I don't approve of. Like I said, I don't approve of the slasher adult stuff. You might not approve of me liking Beast Wars. There's no right or wrong way to be a fan. End of story. Now, I think the only thing we gotta do is remember to keep it clear that opinions are opinions, not facts. And fanon and canon are two different things. Those are things to make sure we keep clear, because once you start saying you're fanon is canon, well, you'll figure someone's going to argue with you, right? Right. And if you do the adult stuff, try to keep it out of the eyes of the kids or the people who don't like it. Because, you know, yeah, come on. just like it's just like going into a big G1 heavy discussion board and saying, hey, something that isn't G1 is better than that. You know, there's going to be an argument. Well, that was my... I keep looking at this. I really like this book. As faulty as it is, I think I might read it a little bit later. Well, that's Rob and my soapbox of the week. You know, maybe if you guys have some experiences, you can share it with us on our Facebook page or whatever. Well, thanks, guys.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
It is a time when those who control the magic control destiny. When spectral knights battle evil darkling lords.
Knights of the magical light.
The Darkling Lords!
Skyclaw! Attack the Spectral Knight! May the light shine forever!
Visionaries, Knights of the Magical Light!
Visionaries from Hasbro.
In the midst of the Cybertronian War, special mission teams of Autobots and Decepticons blasted their way to planet Nebulon. There, the powerful Transformers let the intelligent Nebulons become the heads of their robots.
Hey, Master Transformers, you're much more than meets the eye.
But the headmasters were still Autobots and Decepticons, and fierce new battles erupted. Follow the adventures of the Headmaster Transformers and the equally incredible Target Master Transformers in Marvel Comics.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay, we are back. And we were talking about how much we enjoyed Dallas the last time and how awesome BotCon's going to be.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Guaranteed.
Very excited.
John guarantees he's there.
So we are going to jump into, I guess, is this a new monthly thing, XV? Is that how we want to try this out, if it works?
Well, it's monthly if we do it again next month.
There you go. So,
it's our first month.
Nice. So we want
our annual monthly third-party toy roundup.
Yes. So there's so much so much third-party stuff that we don't want to cover it every week because, well, it would get old. But yeah, there's enough to talk about, you know, maybe once a month. And I guess we're just going to sort of go through some of the best and worst that we've seen as of late. So the first that I guess we need to bring up is the what? The Perfect Effects, Perfect Effect, PEDX01, RC3, which is a RC homage. And I don't really get it. It's kind of like a RC and she's black.
Yeah, but it's like
the prototype is black. The production toy, I think, will come in pink or blue.
Mm. Yeah, here's some pre-production art.
I think it'll
also
come in broken in your hands.
Yeah.
It will also come with way too high price tag, but, you know, it's a Perfect Effect toy.
I don't see the point of this. I don't...
No, not at all. No,
yeah, ever since we got, like, what was it? Was it Energon or... It was Energon RC, right?
Yeah, it was the motorcycle.
I don't think we've needed another. That's like the best toy ever. It's up there. Yeah.
Have you picked that up lately?
No.
Okay, well, go.
Is it not aged well?
Pull that out of whatever box you have it shoved in, and then get back to us next week on what you think of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have
it on our shelf. It's not as
I love
great.
That toy. God, I love that toy.
Oh, yes. No. It was a great thing in the context of Energon. But things have come a long way since then.
Here we see it. If you're watching the video, you can see this, but I'll sort of explain it. She's just a hair shorter than Retgar or Cup from Generations. She's, you know, she's about the right size, which sounds just so awful when I put it that way. But it does. There's just something about it just doesn't look appealing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no anime techie looking.
So,
well, if you're gonna make this thing that's supposed to be RC, the first step in making it RC might be to have it look like RC.
Yeah,
the head is so RC-ish.
It's just not feminine looking.
Sure? the only thing I can really see with this is that they're more trying to do a G1 style movie RC rather than to do like a G1 RC toy.
It's like she's got an RC sort of head from what I can see in the picture, but she's got the body of a football player.
Like I said,
I remember when the first pictures of this came out, I remember saying that if this had been announced by Hasbro, the fandom would be throwing a hissy fit over it, and I stand by that remark.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say so, yeah. You know, what somebody needs to do in a third-party thing with an RC is to actually get the RC car thing right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the motorcycle thing is, two companies went after that already, and neither one really did it quite right. And honestly, if somebody was going to do that, I would want them to base it on the engineering of animated RC.
Yeah.
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 So that has it's got a good robot mode. It has a completely solid vehicle mode. If you just did it with G1 design philosophies instead of animated, it would be a perfectly fine classics RC toy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it occurs to me that I've owned two animated RCs and opened neither.
What?
I've owned like four dozen animated RCs and have opened two.
Well, okay, Jamie, you sent me the animated RC I have, and since I got that from you and opened it and transformed it two times, it's been right up here on the top shelf of my desk ever since, and I have not touched it.
One of mine's right here. I found like three of those on the way to BotCon 2010, and I gave all three away.
Hmm.
I found one in like
contest prizes, weren't they?
A couple of them were, but I found one like in Asheville, North Carolina, or some way on the way to Atlanta. And I'm like, "Hey, Hoop, do you need an RC?" He's like, "Yeah, here you go." I gave it to Rob. Yeah, I was finding those all over the place, and they did make good contest fodder for the show too. Hey, next up we have the TSE Hercules Mad Blender. And he's the last of the Hercules toys. I'm kind of iffy. He's basically he's not an homage to Mixmaster. He's just the Mixmaster style, you know, cement mixer vehicle. But he looks good, I guess. But the multi arm thing, or not? It's not multi arm. I guess that's a backpack or something.
Yeah, it looks like all the kibble kind of. The tracks.
Yeah, I guess those are supposed to be missile launchers or something. But on first look, if you don't look really closely, it looks like he's like Vishnu or something. I am so sorry for being insensitive. This has been like the most insensitive I've been in a while, and I can thank the Nos for that. Thank you, Nos. I love you so very much.
I think what's more important to note with this is that they actually have released all six components of their Devastator.
And it's
ahead of schedule.
Yeah, ahead of schedule.
Yes, bravo.
I wonder how much money they've made or lost on this. You know, we want to say made because, of course, they're like $100 a pop. But God knows how much money it costs to develop and, you know, distribute these.
Sure.
I'd say the accelerated release schedule speaks to money made, personally. But
yeah, I'd have to agree on that.
I've been really impressed with the Hercules
set. Looks nice. I know.
Yeah, they look great. I can't wait for the yellow and orange ones. Let's squeeze a little bit more out of these molds.
Well,
huh?
Yeah, the yellow and orange.
Well, yeah, they did express an intent to do as a gift set G2 colored ones, didn't they?
I don't know. Doesn't surprise me. That'd be a huge gift set.
Yeah, I heard something like that. And I really like that knockoff Devastator, the one that's the like black and red and orange. That one, that you know what I'm talking about. That people were calling G3.
You want a TFC Walgreens Hercules?
Yeah, but you can't find that version anymore. I've never actually seen that in stores.
Okay, so here's the question:
I saw One Piece once.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's Diaclone colors actually.
Oh, interesting. Maybe.
Okay, guys, I have an offer.
Oh, is that the Diaclone colors? I just assumed that Diaclone is the same color as the one we received, but...
No, totally, random mishmash of colors, right?
Okay, didn't know that. That makes sense.
So, when they first announced their Hercules plaid, did anybody here think they would actually get all the way finished with it?
No.
No way.
Yeah, I can't say I did.
I mean... I'm not especially interested in having the toys myself, but I am mightily impressed that they actually got through the entire set ahead of schedule. And I mean, they did not even raise the prices on them partway through.
Mm-mm. No, it's great. I mean, bravo to them. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
That's a
congratulations.
Story, if there's any third party success story to be had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I got an offer here real quick. On eBay, I see two auctions for the full set, okay, for Hercules. Hercules. He is $515 plus about $60 shipping. So that would put you at more or less $580 for him in your hand. Yes,
that sounds like a good deal.
Well, I
think that actually, if you count all the separate shipping, I think that would come in a little bit lower than buying them one at a time over the whole cycle. But of course, then you're spreading out the hurt.
It's just one massive hurt.
I mean, doing that, you're basically just subsidizing someone's disappointment. It's like somebody bought that. And
oh, no, you're not subsidizing someone's disappointment. Somebody bought extras to sell as a set later.
Yeah, they bought two of each.
That's what had to have happened.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Headhunter only just came out within the last week and a half. It's too soon for somebody to be so disappointed that they put the whole set up like that.
Well, okay, if I had broke down and bought five of them, I probably would snag the sixth so I could put it together and make some of my money back.
And even if you were disappointed with one or two units, I think the combined whole would be enough to justify keeping
I guess you can say that if you've held it in your hands and you've looked at it and you've weighed against, $600. But unless you actually have it, I mean, it's impossible to say one way or the other.
It's pretty awesome looking combined.
It is. I mean, sure. I have to admit.
And it's huge, too. Like, a deluxe toy comes up to barely the knee.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no.
It's between the size of Primus and Unicron, so...
So what do we think about... And I want to call him Digimon.
Yeah.
Because I hate the name, but it's the Hegemon or whatever homage to G1 Megatron. He's a transforming gun!
Huh.
And he looks like Megatron.
I don't know.
Barely resembles Megatron.
He kind of resembles Megatron. I mean, they didn't quite get his feet right, you know?
Yeah. Man.
It's like, man, it's a little too much.
Yeah, for some reason, it's not hitting my eyes right for some reason. I don't know why.
I think it's the way they made it.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm impressed by how close they got it while not being, completely ripping it off. I mean, there are subtle differences to the Megatron design. Like it mentioned, the feet are different. There are some things maybe with the shoulders that just kind of make it look, I don't know, a little more modern. But, actually, it looks much more modern. The chest isn't the same. But... just something. It just doesn't quite do it for me.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Something's wrong with it.
The gun mode is... It looks like a future... It looks like what someone in the 40s would have thought a futuristic pistol would look like.
It's awesome.
So
it's interesting.
Yeah.
I like the pictures with the guy holding it. Like he's at a firing range. giving Megatron a workout.
And I am curious about one thing. I wonder if the trigger works.
That's a good question.
And how that works. I'm betting that it doesn't. Or that if it does, you can do a gentle squeeze, but not a...
I don't see a hinge on it.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
It's a gentle squeeze. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's... I don't know. I mean, this is like that knockoff or that downsized Masterpiece Optimus... That was it. Make Toys or
no? That was iGear.
iGear came out with that. That was just Hasbro. Yeah. Just call a lawyer and sue, or something, because it's a little much.
Well, speaking of iGear, they showed pictures of a concept. Their realistic Volkswagen knockoff Legend Bumblebee thing. They painted one up to look like Herbie.
Yes, I want that.
You want to talk about call the lawyers, you're going to get from three sides that way. Disney, Porsche, and Hasbro all at once.
Hmm.
But as for this Megatron, all I can really think of looking at is, okay, I have Voyager Megatron already, and it only cost me $20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Who asked for this? Who wanted this again?
Probably just the people who made it.
Yeah. Hey, one comment, Seeker in the chat's asking, you know, what am I missing? He's like, what doesn't look like Megatron? No, it's completely a ripoff of Megatron. I mean, other than a couple of very small tweaks, it's...
Yeah, all we're saying is that, like, the detail... Something's wrong in the detail that's not, like, clicking.
Yeah.
It's not making me want it, I guess, is the thing. It looks cool. It looks like they put a lot of work into it, but it's not... There's something about it that's just not, like... making me hit the buy button.
It's an unfair comparison, and I totally understand that. But like MP11, Masterpiece Optimus, the second go round makes me want that thing so very bad.
Wasn't it 10?
I thought it was 11.
No, I think 11 is Coronation Starscream.
Okay, MP10's Optimus just makes me want it really bad because it's like spot on perfect to what I would want. But this just doesn't. This would be kind of like how Hybrid Convoy doesn't quite click. You know, like, if you look at him, compare that to Masterpiece 10 Optimus, it's like, it's off just enough to fall into, like, that. If it was a human, you would call this the Uncanny Valley, like, where it's just, it's close.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, actually.
It's close, but that's not, really good. it's too close without actually hitting it to, like, make me believe it. So, yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Not my thing. So, next piece, you know, I say bravo to the people that make upgrade parts to existing toys. That's one level of this third party thing that I think that I and Hasbro I think would totally get behind.
I mean that's the part that Hasbro wants to like quietly ignore.
Yes.
Because I mean they're impressed with it just as much as anybody else is.
It doesn't hurt anything. But I mean
right. And I mean City Commander was the first one to notably do it. And that's what got everybody all interested in the concept of the third-party toy.
Actually, since you mentioned that, I'll just quickly first go to the City Commander upgrade parts. The faces are awesome. I especially like the second one where he's like – it's like the Ultra Magnus that – I know he doesn't have sunglasses, but in the comics, his eyes are so huge that they look like sunglasses. I love that. So, but I really like that. But the thing
that's
that,
his Florida retirement face with the giant sunglasses.
So I can understand the people wanting to upgrade G1 Devastator because he's really a crappy toy. I mean, in the annals of Transformers toys, G1 Devastator is up there. But I think that all the upgrade parts that these third party companies have done for Devastator is probably overkill considering, you know, just how bad the base set is. But we have, what is it? Like, we've had a new head, which had LEDs, which does look pretty awesome, admittedly. We got a new chest, I think, a new legs, new forearms, a new crotch. Basically, anything that you can add to Devastator to make a new sort of crazy, I don't know, conglomeration of stuff. But still, the problem is it's the Constructicons, and they kind of suck.
See, what some third party needs to do is to take, you know, Armada Unicron and clone the thighs and the pelvis and the forearms and shrink them down so that everybody can make a G1 Power Devastator with the custom parts like all the custom Devastators have had.
I thought you were going to say like the Power Suit, like from the GoBots. Where no. You can make like all the GoBots into combiners.
No, but all the like fan-made custom Devastators tend
just
to
use
have
that stuff.
The Unicron mm-hmm. parts to fill in for the missing joints.
Yeah.
See,
I want little G1 Devastator scaled versions to have for the upgrade.
So what were you going to say, JD?
I like this set. Like, especially considering that the Encore set just came out, so you can get a set of...
That makes sense. You're right.
Devastator figure. I mean, yeah, this is not something I'd want to throw on, like, my 80s, you know, Devastator figures.
Well, all
like,
of this stuff, started coming out before the Encore set was even announced.
Right.
They've been doing this for a while.
This set is newer. And this set seems to...
I think this set is cheaper, too.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Is this like all the parts for $40? I thought this was just like a collection of the stuff that we've already got.
No, this is all like new stuff. This is all one set, I think, of new stuff.
Because it looks like most of these things are things that we got the new head, we got the new forearms, we got the new pieces where you can attach it. So this isn't like a new run of that.
I don't.
Well, this is like completely new parts.
So basically, we have third parties knocking off other third parties.
Well, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is great. It's a $40 set. You can add it to your $100 or whatever Encore set.
Yeah.
And now you've got a posable, you know, usable looking Devastator rather than
you've got a Devastator that sucks a little bit less.
It sucks a little bit less.
If you're going to buy the Encore set, go ahead. It's $100. Plunk down an extra $40 to get this, to get something cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing I'm worried about, like, Devastator's feet are not stable at all. The one thing that this does not include are like attachments to make his feet stable. It needs that badly.
Well, but remember again too, like I said, I would not throw this on an old set.
Physics are physics. I mean, you don't have a lot of surface area for things to attach, or for the feet to just pivot on the ground. I mean, it's the
less stable.
Yes.
The legs.
Yeah, the Mixmaster foot is okay. As long as you balance the toy on that, you don't have a big problem.
Right.
On a new one with tight joints, on an old one where it's floppy, no way.
Yeah, that's why I said,
we have to be honest here. This is designed to coincide with the Encore version.
That's true. If that being the case, I agree totally.
Also, I love the slogan on the box. Thinking and winning do not mix.
Brilliant! Yes.
I'm not even sure what that would actually be intended to say, but it's probably not that.
Let's see here. Now, in sort of odder things, who is this making this? It's
Impossible Toys.
It's making a Kranix, an Arbalest, and a Alpha Trion. Here's the Kranix.
Man, I was just thinking for the day.
You know, non-conforming large PVC figurines.
But there are no beakers. Where are the beakers?
No, those are included separately. They're going to have the beakers, but you have to order them separately, and they'll be available at a later time.
I don't get this. I mean, I do and I don't. The thing is, the sad thing is, these just go ahead.
They don't move me one way or the other.
They kind of look like knockoff Super GoBots or something.
I can kind of see that actually.
Yeah. Or they look like they're made of. Honestly, you know what they look like? They're made of. They look like they're made of modeling chocolate.
chocolate.
It looks like something.
That's about on par for Impossible Toys product.
Hey, it looks like this is something that the Carlo's Bakery guy on that cake show. Cake Boss. Looks like something he would make.
Okay, now for some reference here, this company also did a Nightbird figure, which did not.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And I think they also did like some kind of an RC.
Is that the one that's one of the companies that took a stab at doing the I say companies in the possible loosest, you know.
How about groups?
Groups. Yeah, groups that did the RC as a car.
Yeah, and then
the broad-shouldered RC.
I think what it was, they did the car RC and then did a recolor of it as Nightbird or something. It came out as a TFCon exclusive a couple of years ago, and nobody was really on board with that. Once they actually had the toy.
Yeah.
Basically, my intent here is to explain that this company, not a great history.
Yeah.
Of course, that would have gone better if I had actually remembered any details.
Yeah, there you go. Who can be expected to remember details? Okay, so yeah, that's it's the more notable third part. God, there's so many third party things that come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would think that the best of the third-party developers would somehow come together and like make something really awesome.
Mm, yeah.
No.
You are asking too much.
Yeah.
You know, actually, a lot of the really good stuff is supposedly a result of collaboration between the developers of, you know, the better independent projects. You know, fans projects, people are said to be related to, like, I don't know if they're related to the Hercules stuff, but the other Devastator that's being produced.
MakeToy, yeah. Fans project and MakeToy are the same
people. Oh, they are?
Or they're at least some of them. You know, it, like I said, there's connections between, like, the better products. I mean, you can kind of tell when the same people are working on them.
Yeah. And some of these are, you know, demonstrably better than others.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
I mean, look at the difference between, you know, Hercules and Arbliss.
Poor Arbliss.
Did you think you were going to say that tonight?
I want to take my Armada Unicron and have Arbliss be pulled into him gravitationally. If that can happen. Okay, so that does it for RSC this week.
Set up for your mom joke.
Yeah, I know. So, JD, so any, are you guys going to be reviewing Robots in Disguise this coming weekend on Vanity
Versus? I like it. I don't know. We will certainly mention it on Fanboy Versus, the comic book show that we do. As my cat knocks all my comic books off, but yes.
I bind my cats during the show. They're tied up. In another room.
I should do that. Pollux really wants it on the show. But I see us talking about it, at least mentioning it. I don't know if it's going to go full-blown review on it. I might have to read it again. So I read it hurriedly before the show.
I didn't read it. I honestly forgot that it came out. I was looking for Atrocity. Autocracy number two.
Oh, sorry about that.
I thought that was coming out weekly.
On the show this past week, we were talking about Autocracy, and total Freudian slip called it Atrocity.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it was kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
Just check it out, Fanboy Versus, fanboyversus.com, or you can get it off the TF Radio Network.
Hey, Peter, not to put you on the spot, but do you have anything planned so far this week for Screenview?
We're going
to
put Peter on the spot.
Yeah, so the Oscars came out this week, so we'll be talking about that. The Gray, I got to see a screener of the movie.
I'm jealous. I want to see
movie,
The Gray.
The Gray yesterday, so I'll be reviewing that. What's that?
Don't tell us.
Like one word. How was it?
Gray.
Better. Than you okay. thought.
That's oh, dude.
More... I know that's four, but, you know.
The duct tape and the glass bottles? God, I want to see that.
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, I can't really...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah. But anyway, we'll be also be talking about some other television shows. Like, we have a favorite. We like Fringe, the television show, even though it's got terrible ratings this year. But we will be talking about that as well. So,
okay, cool.
That's what's coming up on Screenview.
And XV, Superhero Time posted, what was it, today?
Yeah.
Anything interesting in this week's show?
The Burning Nissan Justice is pretty good. And if you want to know what that means, you'll have to go listen to the show.
Yeah.
But there's that and there's the Wiener Tank. One of those two phrases actually appears in the show. You'll just have to go see which one.
Exciting. And John, anything planned for a new Soundwave next week?
Next week we're going to debut a new segment, which I can't say much about, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome way to end the show every week. And then also on the Twitch channel, I promise I'm going to start streaming more gameplay more consistently. And so I'm probably going to start as soon as tonight with Wild Arms 3, which is a fun, underrated PS2 RPG.
Very cool, very cool. So, yeah, and very soon, I want to start doing some Google Hangouts with the fans to get more interaction. We planned on doing that yesterday, but I got home from work late. So just stay tuned to Google Plus, Facebook, Twitter, and any of other the social media outlets of choice that we're on. There's so many. Tumblr, I think. We even have a Tumblr blog that I have never updated.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a Tumblr?
Good job.
Rob does it. Rob Springer updates it. But we'll be doing some Google Hangouts. So if you're interested in chatting with us live on Google Plus, you can circle us and you can get our Google Plus account. Just go to tfradio.net and beneath the banner, there's a couple of social links and Google Plus is one of them. Click on it. Circle us. We'll circle you back. And hopefully, unless you're Scottimus Prime, and we can... Sorry, Scottimus. So, we can have some Google Hangouts. That'll be fun. Okay, that'll do it for RSC this week. We will be back next week. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TF Radio and download all our shows at tfradio.net. We will be back next week. Thanks for watching.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.